There you go. Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Planning Commission Public Hearing and Regular Meeting, Monday, May 11th, 2020, 6 p.m. Scott, would you please establish a quorum?
Dave Stewart.
Present.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogel.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
George Kramer.
He's here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you please give an explanation of meeting procedures?
Yeah, and just so the board knows, I'm going to read these before each public hearing so the public comment people can hear the procedures. So public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B, and staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the entrance of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience.
And Scott, I'd like to make a note that we would like to keep the public hearing comments to 5 minutes or less.
Okay, can we put that in a motion by somebody in a second, and then we'll just vote on it as a board?
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion, second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Okay.
All right, first item of business is a review and action of the March 9th, 2020 meeting minutes. Do we have any additions or corrections? Got a motion. Do we have a second? Got a motion and a second. All those in favor of approving the March 9th, 2020 meeting minutes, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Motion carries. Moving on to public hearing and final vote. First item is proposed fertilizer facility with office and storage area located at 689 State Highway FF.
Okay, applicant Charles Harris is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to allow the operation of a fertilizer business located at 689 State Highway FF, Taneyville. The applicant has submitted a site plan indicating placement of a structure and is proposing to construct a 72 by 60 foot building that will include four 12 foot fertilizer bays, an office, storage, and possibly in the future a blending area. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is 20 acres in size. All properties that surround the applicant's parcel are large agricultural parcels. Property will be served by Taneyville Water District for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Project received a total score of 14 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. Staff recommendations, if the Planning Commission would approve Division 3 Permit 2002, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. One is compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code that includes plans for the following: A, sediment and erosion control plan; B, stormwater management; C, land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances over 1 acre; D, utility easements and building line setbacks; E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Two would be compliance letter from Central Taney County Fire Protection District, if applicable, and all other entities which would have requirements governing a development of this nature shall be provided to the Planning Department office. Three, the decision of record is subject to all existing easements. Four, Division 2 permits would be required for all applicable structures in the development. And five, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. Here's the metropolis of Taneyville. So just as you go out Taneyville on Highway 76, FF goes to the east, which you can see our subject parcel highlighted. Zooming in on the parcel, His entrance is here. He did provide a sketch of somewhat of a layout of the building. Of course, this side would be open and he'd have the bays. And then when I went out to post the property, I took a couple pictures of his drive extension. He provided a MoDOT permit, I believe, in your packet. So here, he's got the work done. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant. You're up.
All right. What do you need to do?
Just right up there, answer any questions they'd have.
Anything additional to add from what Scott has presented?
No.
Pretty cut and dry?
Pretty cut and dry, yeah.
Any specific questions for the applicant?
No.
Do we have anybody signed up to speak for or against this application? Nobody? Okay.
Make a motion to approve.
We have a motion on the floor to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay, Adol. So what we do is generate this decision of record this week and mail you a copy and then come in the office at your convenience. Just let us know and we'll get it notarized and then you record that. And then your timeline to do your work is up to you. Okay. But you have that 120-day window to record that decision.
From this date?
Well, from when we generate the letter.
When you generate
which will be in the next day or two. So.
All right.
Okay?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right.
I'll stop by.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Perfect night of rental if it was somewhere else. This is all we got?
Yep. Howard, and if you'd have me read the...
If you would, Scott, would you read the explanation of meeting procedures, please?
Perfect. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and are held for each Division 3 permit application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the entrance of the room. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Ready?
And do we want to mention the limit? This one we probably don't each time, the 5 minute or less.
Correct.
But we don't.
And that'll be
anyone.
For people that aren't party of the case.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Are why applicants
okay.
ready?
I'll read you your little staff report. Applicant Terry Crabtree is seeking Planning Commission approval of Division 3 special use permit to allow nightly rental use in an existing single-family home located at 150 Morningstar Road, Ridgedale. Per the assessor's information, the single-family residence was built in 2013, is located on 2.1 acres, which is lot number 98 in the Long Point subdivision. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. The project received a total score of 4 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. This is our special use nightly rental. You got a copy of this, correct, Terry?
Yes.
Okay. The only difference with this one than our standard one is item number 20. They're wanting to do it as a 5-bedroom home, so I've got a stipulation in the decision of record that the wastewater system would be upgraded through the Taney County Environmental Services Department to accommodate a 5-bedroom single-family home. That's my only change in the recommendation of our nightly rental. So here's a close-up of the home. Zoom out. This is Tate Road. This is Long Creek Bridge, 86 Highway. All the way at the end of Tate, you turn and then you get on Morningstar and you end up at the applicant's home. It was right here. We'll make you aware that there's been two fairly recent, one in 2014 and one 2015, approvals by the Planning Commission for special use permits. This one's still active, and this home sold. I don't believe he ever even did his permit. He ended up selling the home before he started his nightly rental. And then some pictures of the home. Then I met with Terry and Dale, and we looked at the buffering. So this is the south side. The home's off to the right-hand side. This is somewhat of a shared drainage. I think there's a pipe maybe comes under the road, but they've graveled that drainage, and you can see the vegetation they're proposing for their buffer. Still on the same side, you can see the rock drainage in the background. And then just one more picture where I backed out a little bit. Then on the north side, the property line sets over in here. We could see at the top, but I didn't venture at the bottom because of the vegetation. And then again, I backed out just a little bit. And that is this side of the drive. And at that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Scott has said, explained a lot of it. We have definitely have plenty of parking. We have a 2-car garage attached to the home, and then as you see, there's another garage there that is at least a 2-car garage, and definitely plenty of space in the drive. On the south side, from our house, we can see the new house that was built in the fall, in the summertime with all the trees and everything, with all the leaves. I mean, you can't see it that well, but we have some bamboo that we're growing that we will probably plant along there also if you think we need something more for vegetation to kind of seclude us. Like I say, we're willing to, I know that we have to talk to the fire department. We haven't talked to, of course, anyone there yet, for them to come and inspect. And, we'll definitely abide by everything they tell us to do. This is our first house we've ever done this for. So, we're new at it. We're learning as we go.
So who do you have plan to manage the property?
More than likely we will manage it all, but we have a lady that right as you turn on, I should have got her address, or as you turn on Tate Road, you come in a ways, and there's a rental property down that has a view of the lake that Scott didn't mention.